Today's shiur in the Deir Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We had begun Simen Reish Nun Gimel the other day, which deals with the halachos of Shehiyah and Chazara, returning things to a fire on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, all the very, very practical details of how to properly cook on Shabbos. And we had finished on the Ramah, on the very top line, and we begin with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, the Tanur, an oven, afilu m'husak b'kashu givava osur afilu l'smochlo. For an oven, as opposed to the kira that we've been talking about, this is a reminder, the kira was the stovetop with the two stovetop burners on them, and the tanur, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishneh Berurah, in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, is different. It's a hotter structure. So with the hotter oven, this tanur, even if it is fired up with just kasha and gavava, these very quickly flammable items like straw and stubble, it is forbidden to even put a cooking pot next to such an oven. Afilu m'hugora fakotim, even if there's the blech, even if the coals have been shoveled away or they're covered up. We have to understand this halacha, obviously, and the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph explains this tanur, hainu b'tanur shelohem sh'asuyos kekira. Their tanur was similar in structure to the kira, however, ach mitoch shekitzaros, it was narrow lamala at the top, v'roch v'lamata, and wider at the bottom, like a pyramid of some sort, niklat chumo l'tocho tvei mikira. It's able to control and contain the heat inside of it much hotter, much better than with the kira oven, and therefore, l'kach echmiru b'yosim mikira, and therefore it is a stricter din than the kira. And therefore, Sivkot and Chof Beis in the Mishneh Berurah, afilu m'hugorif, even if it has a blech on it, again, if the coals have been shoveled away, or if they're covered up, I've been using the vernacular usage of a blech to mean grufa and ketuma, even though it literally means ketuma and not so much grufa. Mipnei shahag goref, eino goref, elo rova eish atzma. Because when you do grufa over here, you're shoveling away, you're only shoveling away some of the item, not all of it. V'yevshar shalo tishor nitzos echon, you're not able to get rid of it entirely. Ubitanur shechumo rav, and with such a hot oven like this tanur, chayshino, and we're concerned, shema yechate kideshi yivaru also anitzosas, and that you may come to go and try to stir it to stoke this fire to get it to heat up because it's so hot and it's not cooking now as well as you would like it to because some of this stubble has been removed, and you're trying to stoke the remaining nitzosos, the little flames that are there. He adds, "V'hine miloshen mechaber." From the words of the mechaber, mashma desfir lekedas ator, that the mechaber holds like the opinion of the tour. Dafilu bekasher begavava also begorif akotum. That for this tanur, even if it has these items like the straw or stubble, even there a blech won't work. And this is achein udas rab Yonasan hamavu bechidush aran. This is that opinion as well. Achein, however, miloshen arambam mashma de bekashu gavava eno also betaner kiim beeno garav. However, the Rambam has a more makel opinion, as brought down by the El Yerabba, that if in fact you're using kash or gavava, this straw or stubble, then we don't have a concern unless there is no blech. Likewise, v'chein hudas hakolbo v'chidush aran v'yesh l'halka b'zeh, and one can in fact follow the lenient opinion over here, the Rambam, the Kolbo, and the Ran. Albeit, however, in Deir Shufa number 33, he brings down that the Chazon Ish says that one should be machmer over here, like the first opinion, the Mechaber's understanding of the tour. Deir Shufa number 32 has a very important comment, and he writes, we need to understand why over here, by the Tanur, is it not acceptable if it has Gora Fekotim, if it has a blech on it. And he says from the Prima Godim, Shekivon Shahevel HaTanura, because this oven is so hot, by you're putting a blech on it over here, by covering it up, you're not demonstrating that you're not interested in stirring it. Why? Because maybe the only reason you're covering it up over here is because of the heat over here. It doesn't burn the item. It's like you put something on top of something that's cooking in order that it shouldn't burn, but you still want it to be heated up. And if it's not heated up as well as you would like, you may come to stir it. And therefore, in their oven, in their tanur, even a blech, according to this opinion of the Mechaber, will not help. However, he then brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's that's on the Igros Moshe. Therefore, why is our oven, which is hotter than a tanur, acceptable to put a blech on? Madua mawila kitima bikiraim shel gaz biyomenu. How come we do allow a blech on our ovens today that utilize gas heat or electric heat as well? Afal pi shegam heim chomon rav yosim shel kira, even though they're much hotter than the kira, which is seemingly what the Mechaber is the only place that he allows you to have a blech, a grufa ketuma, not by the tanur. So he explains, Shadavka b'tanur shechomo rav ein heker, that their tanur, the excessive heat there shows that there's no demonstration that you're not going to come and stir it when you put covering a ketumah, you cover up the gevava or the kasher or the coals. Shari tochen shows us those kedesh lo yachtiach tavshila, because you're doing it there to prevent the tavshil from burning, the dish from getting burned, because that's the normal way that they would prevent it from getting burned. As opposed to our gas ovens, we just lower the heat on them. We never put a blech on them on a weekday in order that it shouldn't burn the item that is being cooked. And therefore, it's a clear demonstration when you put a blech on it that that is the sole purpose, shelo yichata hagecholim, that you won't come to adjust the heat. A very important klal over here that it's brought down the name of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, kozman shayat soled is bo. He qualifies his statement to the Mechaber and says this is true only when it's still at the temperature of yad soled is bo, which Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Chav Gimel explains. Avol im ein hayad soled is bo, but if it's not that hot, mutar liten afilu agabo, then you can put it not only on the side of the oven, but you could even put it on the oven or in the oven. Afilu b'Shabbos, and you can do this even on Shabbos, because it's not at the temperature that could cook, and therefore it's as if you put it on something cold. Even though it's physically hot, but it's not hot enough to be considered a significant heat in halacha. And he says, v'evshad afilu ein gar fukotu min agacholim. And this would be true even if the blech isn't on it. Because the place that you're putting the kedera ain hayat so let us bo is not at that significant enough temperature called yadat so let us bo, which we talked about last time, is somewhere in the area of 104 degrees or higher, according to different poskim. The issue foot number 34 brings down, v'imchom ha-mokum atzmahu b'dargo shal yad soledes. If the place that you're putting it actually is hot enough to be yad soledes, but the food will never reach the temperature of yad soledes on that place, so the Chazon Ish has a tremendous kula. And he brings down from the Bir Halacha in Sif Beis, Dibra Maskul Avol, she'ein dino ki yad soledes, that if the food can't reach yad soledes, even though that place is at a temperature of yad soledes bo, it is permissible to put it there. And he brings down Shekin Kosov of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shim Yudches also agrees with it in the name of the Rosh. Issue foot number 35, he points out you can even put it inside the oven, and the reasoning is because it hasn't reached Yatzo lettuce bow, so it's not considered as if you're putting it into a lit tanur. It's no different than putting it on your table. The Chaber continues and he writes, V'chol Shekin Sha'osu Lashos Besocho Al Gabo. If you're not allowed to put it next to this hot tanur, you certainly can't put it on top of it or inside of it. That's obvious. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkan Chavdalit, V'davka below Nisbashul Kol Tzarko. Again, we're talking here about where it hasn't fully cooked, or in a situation, B'mitztamik B'yofalo, additional cooking would be beneficial to it. So then you can't put it there. However, Avu B'mitztamik B'ralo Mutter. But if it's something that will actually get worse by cooking additionally now, you're allowed to. V'chein b'kidro chaisa, and likewise, as we explained, in a raw food, a raw piece of meat. V'afil ben ungar fukotim, even if there is no blech, we said you're allowed to do this again because there's no concern when you put this up on Erev Shabbos that you'll end up yichata hagacholim, that you'll stir it over here because you're not eating it that night, you're eating it the next day, or in the situation where it will get worse by additional cooking, there is absolutely no concern that you will be yichata hagacholim. Now the Chaber brings down another type of oven, the kupach. This is shehu mekom shvisas kedera achas. This is like a one burner oven. Im husak bekash o givava dino kekira. Here, this is somewhat in between a tanur, which is much hotter because of its pyramidal shape, and the kira, which has two stovetops on the top, and therefore it's not as hot. So this kupach is somewhat in between the tanur and the kiraim. So the Mechaber writes, if there is over here, imhusak b'kasho gigavava, if it is heated up over here with the straw, the stubble, so then it has the halachic status, dino kekira, that you're allowed to put things there. Begefes o be'etzim, but if you're using over here this gefes, which was, we said, the olive waste or the etzim, which is firewood, then it gets very hot, dino ketanur, and you therefore have all the concerns that we just brought down in regards to a tanur. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chafei explains that this kupach, who also came kira, it's made more like a kira, ela de kira hu mokum shvisas shtei kederos, the kira has two stovetops on the top, the kupach hu mokum shvisas keder achas, it only has one stovetop, so to say, on the top, and therefore, lefikoch nefish habli mikira, it gets hotter because all the heat is held inside, there's only one exit, so to say, for the heat, as opposed to the kira that has two exits for the heat, so therefore, the kupach is a hotter type of an oven than is the kira, but it's not as hot as the parameter shaped tanur. Shamokum tzor v'chom miskabitz v'biosir. So in the kupach, you have more heat than in the kira, but you have v'zuta havli mi v'tanur, but less heat than in the tanur. Sivkot and chavav, therefore, dino kikira, when you're using it with kash u'givava, And he says, Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu lo garaf es hakash lo kotev. And this would be even without a blech, so to say, even if you didn't shovel away the kash or cover it up. That's when it's like a kira. However, if you're using the gefes, the olive waste, or the eitzim, the wood, so then, sivkot and chavzayin, the Mishnah Berurah, dino kitanur, shafilu garaf hakotem osu. Then even if it is with a blech on it, you shovel it away or you covered it up, and this would be true, b'misocha, b'nalgaba, b'mismicha, and all of the ways that we said you can't put this item next to the tanur, and certainly not on it or in it. The Ramon now comments and he says, v'hatanurim shalonu dinam kikira. Our ovens today aren't the ovens of Chazal, but they're more like the ovens of the Kira the Chazal spoke about. He brings us down the name of the Ran, and as well and from Rashi. Mishnah Berurah explains this of Kon Chavches, therefore, Shepia Minatzad. Our ovens nowadays, the Ramos said, their opening is on the side, not on the top. Vo Shirachavim Biyosir, they're much wider. And therefore, for both of these reasons, Ein Chumam Rav Kokach Bialkein Dino Kikira. They're not as hot as the ovens at the Tanur that the Chazal were talking about in times of the Gemara, but our ovens in the times of the Ramah are already called a Kira in Halacha, or have the Halachic status of a Kira. And he brings down from the Sefer Teferi Shmuel, the name of the Marshal, Hevi B'Shem Marshal, Shecholik Ozeh. He disagrees with this Ramah. V'sover D'shavim Hemudina. He says that there is no difference. The Tanurim of our days, the time of the Ramah, the Marshal, are the same halachic status as the Tanur of the Gemara. And he says, Ayin Shom. He says, V'al Koponim, B'Tanur Shel Nachtomim, with the baker's ovens, Shemesikim Botodeh V'chum Arav, those ovens, they're much hotter because they're constantly being heated up, Tov lahachmir liduno kitanur. Even if you want to hold like the Ramah for the personal house oven and say it's more like a kira, he says for the baker's ovens, you should not take this leniency. However, Dishavut number 37 brings down the Chazon Ish disagreed with this and felt that even the baker's ovens one could take this leniency. And he also brings down what we mentioned before from Rav Moshe, that the electric ovens that we use nowadays, dinam kikira, they also have the same halachic status as the kira, which we mentioned before as well, for the gas ovens. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im shochach v'shoha, if somebody on Friday afternoon left these pots next to the oven and he forgot about it, so im hu tavshil shebishol kol tzarcho, if it's already fully cooked, so then mutter, you are allowed to use that food still on Shabbos, afilu hu mitzdamik v'yofalo, even if it will actually be better if it stays there longer and it will improve by the additional cooking. However, v'im hu tavshil shehischol l'zbashel v'lo bishol kol tzarcho, but if it was a type of a dish that still needed to be cooked further, it already started cooking, so we're not dealing over here with raw meat, it already started cooking well before Shabbos, so it's already partially cooked, but not fully cooked, so then it would be usher to use this meat on Shabbos, and you have to wait ad motzei Shabbos, you have to wait till Shabbos is over, you don't have to throw it away, it's not usher, but you're not allowed to use or benefit from this meat on Shabbos. That's the psak over here with the Mechaber. In Sivkot and Chavtes, he explains, v'im shochach v'shoha, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'kol shekeinim shogag badin, and certainly if he put it there on purpose, he just didn't know the din. Here we're talking about he knows the din, but he forgot to take it off the area of the tanur, next to the tanur, on Erev Shabbos. He forgot to do that, as opposed to, certainly, if the din would be, if he didn't know the din, and he left it there intentionally. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed said that we can be lenient if it's fully cooked, even though additional cooking will be better for it. Afilu mitzdamik v'yofeh. And he says, v'afilu hu b'socha tanur. This would be true not only if it's on the side of the tanur, even if it was inside the tanur would be good. How come? Fatam, the reasoning he brings down in the name of various achronim, delo nene mimeno kokach. Because it really was fully cooked. And while it will cook and be a little bit better by additional cooking, nevertheless, kivan de belav hachi hoya royally achila, the Mishnah Berurah says, since it would be edible, perfectly edible now, granted, another half hour, an hour cooking makes it even tastier, but right now it's fully cooked, it's fully ready. Shinizbashel kol tzarcho, by definition, we're talking here that it was fully cooked, and therefore y'all came b'dievet mutter. So in this b'dievet situation, we are lenient and allow you to eat it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph says that it's osur over here if it wasn't fully cooked and you left it next to the tanur inside or on top of the tanur and you're not allowed to get any benefit from it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, l'chol adam, this is not only for the person who did it, but this is for any Jewish person. The kosher can live in a base with the osur, and certainly his own household, it absolutely is osur, given this bashel v'shvilah, because in this situation, who was he cooking it for? Himself and his family. So therefore, since a mistake was made over here, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. The issue foot number 38 brings down, what happens if there's no other food? If there's no other food except this chalim pot that he by accident left next to the oven on Erev Shabbos. So in this situation, he brings down from Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, Shemutu Loli Ochlo Kishishol So B'Shogeis. As long as you did this unintentionally, you forgot it there, so then you would be allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. Why? Mishum She'osu L'Sanus B'Shabbos. Because if there's really no other food, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So this Din D'Rabbanan over here is pushed aside by this mitzvah, so to say, not to fast on Shabbos, to eat delicacies on Shabbos. The Mechaber said, until Matzei Shabbos, you can't eat this food. It's not that it's also, you just can't have any benefit from it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Beis explains from the Agos Hashri, Mevur de Gan Bekan Hu Bechdei Sheyotze Kimo Sheba'ova V'Shoah, that you can't just eat it the minute Shabbos is over. You have to wait the same amount of time that it would take to cook this on Matzei Shabbos. So let's say it takes another hour to cook this thing. That's what it needed. So you'd have to wait an hour after Matzei Shabbos in order to be able to eat it. However, he brings out Umiloshan HaRambam Lo Nirakein. The simple reading of the Rambam is not that way, implying that you could eat it right away. The issue foot number 39 brings down that it's not so clear that this is the Rambam's opinion, and others would say that the Rambam also says you have to wait bichdei shiyasu, the amount of time that would take you to do this cooking on Matzei Shabbos. You can't eat it till that amount of time has transpired. The Mechaber says v'im avar rishah, if you intentionally did this over here, then also bishneim, then it's not permitted at all. Which the Rama explains means ad bichdei sheyosu. That it's not, again, an isser over here because you didn't really cook it on Shabbos. You put it up there on Friday afternoon. So therefore, there really is no isser done over here on Shabbos. And therefore, you would be allowed to eat this according to everybody after kadei sheyosu. But you definitely have to wait until bichdei sheyosu. When the Mechaber says over here also bishneim, he means the both situations where it's mitzdamik v'yofilo and or bishel kol charko, as well as the case where it was Misbashel, not called Sarko. The Ramah further adds, Vim Hechzirum Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos, if a non-Jewish person put it back there on Shabbos, so Dino Kishichach Shachach B'Shah, then the halacha would be over here that it is no different than if you by accident left it over there. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Gimel that the non-Jewish person did it Letzarach Yisrael. He wasn't doing this for himself. He was doing it for the benefit of the Jewish person. He knows the Jewish person would like this hot, and he heats it up for him. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph explains, in this situation, Dino Kishachach, so the halacha over here would be like if you left it there accidentally. The Mashinas Idea Eino Yehudi, the fact that this non-Jewish person did it for you, B'mezit, he did it on purpose for you, Lo Chomer Mimashinas Idea Yisro B'Shogei, that can't be any worse than if the non-Jewish person did it B'mezit, than if the Jewish person did it B'Shogei. And therefore, Baal Kane, Afilu mistamik v'yovelo mutter, and therefore, even if he put it there to heat it up additionally and it'll taste better, kivushin is bashel kol tzarcho, since it was fully cooked. And as we explained, you're not getting such tremendous anah from it from this additional cooking. Yeah, it's a little bit better, but it was perfectly fully cooked beforehand. So then the halacha would be as the same as if you by accident left it there, which we said, if it's a bashel kol tzarcho, even if it's mistamik v'yovelo, it is permissible to eat it on Shabbos. That concludes today's shiur.